This week, we're talking about praying. I believe that in 2026, we ought to spend more time praying and seeking the face of God than we have ever done in our life. I'm going to read from James chapter 5. I'll read verses 17 and 18. James tells us that Elisha was a man subject to like passion as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth for the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heavens opened and gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. I've heard people ask the question, where is the God of Elisha? My answer is this: God is where he has always been, on the throne. But my question would be, where are the Elijahs of God? We know Elijah was a man of like passion as we are, but we are not men of like prayer as he was. One man praying stands as a majority with God. Today, God is bypassing men, not because they are too ignorant, but because they are too self-sufficient. Let me ask you this. Is our abilities, or they become our handicap and our talents, our stumbling blocks? Do we not rest in our day too much on the arm of the flesh? Cannot the same wonders be done now as of old? Does not the eye of the Lord still run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those who put their trust in him? Oh, that God would give us more faith than him. Where is now the Lord God of Elisha? He is waiting for Elisha to call on him. It was out of obscurity that Elisha came on the scene, a full-grown man. Queen Jezebel, that daughter of hell, had rousted the priest of God and replaced them with the groves to false deities. Darkness covered the land. Gross darkness covered the people. Every day the land was fouled with heathen temples and idolatrous rituals. All of this was among a people who claimed Abraham as their father, whose forebears had cried unto the Lord in their troubles, and he had delivered them out of all of their distresses. The salt had lost its savor. The gold had become dim. But out of this backsliding, God raised up a man. Not a committee, not an organization, not an angel, but a man. A man of like passion as we are. God sought for a man, not to preach, but to stand in the gap. As Abraham, so now Elijah stood before the Lord. The Holy Spirit could write his epitaph in two words. He prayed. No man can do more than that for God or for mankind. If the church today had as many agonizers as she has advisors, we would have revival. Such praying men has always been a national treasure. Elijah was such. He had heard a voice. He had seen a vision. He had tasted a power, measuring an enemy, and with God won a victory. The tears that he shed, the soul agony that he endured, the groans he uttered are recorded in the Bible. Elijah emerges to prophesy with divine infallibility. He knew the mind of God. Therefore he, one man, changed the course of a nation. This rough-dressed man shut up the heavens with a word. And by the key of faith, which fits every lock, Elijah locked down heaven pocketed the key and made Ahab tremble. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.